heavyweight champion, Joe Palooka.
In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling, action-packed stories, America's number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, from Ham Fisher's famous comic strip, Joe Palooka.
Both Nobby Walsh and his arch-enemy, racketeer Blackie Bellinger, are interested in One Round Dortch, a broken-down, disreputable fighter who is playing a carnival in Centerburg. Blackie is interested in bringing Dortch back into his fold. Nobby in clearing Joe Palooka of a murder charge. When Nobby gets to Dortch first, Blackie orders his henchman Rock to get Nobby Walsh. In just a minute, we'll join Rock as he starts to carry out Blackie's orders. But first... And now episode 40. Gotta get Nobby Walsh. Though Rock intends to carry out Blackie's orders, he is still confined to the Centerburg Hospital because of a head injury sustained in a train wreck. Rock, however, doesn't intend to stay confined long.
Please, Mr. Harden, what's the matter now?
Get my brown suitcase. I need my suitcase. Did they get it off the train all right?
Yes, your valises are all safe. The luggage was in a separate car that didn't catch on fire.
Well, that's good. That's good. Then get me my brown suitcase, will you? The medium-sized one?
What is it you want?
My suitcase. I gotta get some stuff out of it. That phone call I made. I got some news about my poor sick aunt, and I gotta get off some papers and a check to her right away, and everything's in a suitcase. I need it. Hurry.
I wish you'd relax more, Mr. Harden. You're going to work yourself up to a fever, and with that brain concussion, you might become delirious.
I'll get more delirious if you don't hurry and bring me that suitcase. I tell you, I gotta get a check and these papers out to my sick aunt. Now, hurry up, will you? It's the brown suitcase.
Very well. I can't leave the floor, though, Mr. Harden, but I'll try to get someone to get it for you.
Oh, no. Look, do I have to get up and tear this hospital apart? Why, I couldn't move if I wanted to. Look, nurse, you're very nice and very pretty. Now, will you do me a favor, a very simple favor? Get my brown suitcase. It's very important. I gotta get that check and those papers off to my old sick grandmother.
I thought you said aunt.
Aunt. It's a matter of life and death. Now, get it.
I told you that I'll try to do it for you just as soon as I can. And it really will be a matter of life and death if you continue to work yourself up like this. I think you're running a fever now. Oh, my goodness, your pulse is rapid, too.
Yeah, and I'll probably explode any minute. If you want to have me in one piece, bring that suitcase, will you?
I'll take care of it as soon as I possibly can.
This is worse than being in jail. I gotta get out of this joint. Blackie says I gotta get Nobby Walsh.
Here's your suitcase, Mr. Harden. I hope this will make you feel better.
Yeah, this will make me feel swell. Put it down right here. Gotta find my checkbook and those personal papers. Well, what are you standing there for?
Well, I thought I'd wait to see if you can handle it all right. You might need some help in opening...
You don't have to wait. I don't need any help. I'll buzz for you when I want you. These papers are very personal. Now get out of here.
It's not the hospital policy.
Is it the hospital policy to drive a patient so wacky that he'll get up and tear the joint apart? Just want to get some papers out of this suitcase. Now get out of here and leave me alone.
Very well, then. I'll be right outside. Just ring when you want me to take the suitcase back.
Yeah, I'll ring for you, Nosey. Now get out of here. Of all the dizzy dames. I'll get this stuff out of the suitcase. My other suit. And a shirt. And my old 45. Now to get out of this bed in this crazy outfit. Ooh, my head. Oh. So that nurse will come when I want her, huh?
Yes, Mr. Harden, if you're finished with... Why, you're dressed. You're out of bed.
Yeah, I'm out of bed.
Mr. Harden... Where did you get that gun?
Never mind where I got it. Just don't make me use it.
But you can't get out of here. You can't get away with anything like this.
That's my worry. I think I can get out of here okay.
You're on the third floor, and there's no fire escape in this room. You can't get out the window.
I'm not planning to get out the window. I'm going to walk right out of this door, down the stairs, and out the front entrance.
Don't be foolish. You aren't going to be able to walk out just like that.
I will, if you're with me.
If I'm with you.
Yeah, I'll put my coat over my arm. Underneath the coat is the gun, fully loaded. If anyone asks where we're going, you just tell them that you're taking your patient out for an airing. That's what we'll do. Take a little walk, a little exercise.
You aren't going to get away with this. You're in no condition to move around this much.
Don't you worry about my condition, baby. You better start worrying about Nobby Walsh's condition.
Nobby Walsh? See? See, you have a fever. You're getting delirious already.
Come on, come on. It's enough talk. Now get going. Okay, arm in arm. That's right. Now open the door. Let's go. And don't start anything. I'd just as soon shoot you as look at you. In fact, maybe I'd rather shoot you. Just a minute.
What's the matter?
Where's your hat and coat? Better pick them up if you're going out.
You can't get away with it.
You heard me. Pick up the coat and hat.
Oh, very well. It's in this closet.
You'll excuse me if I don't help you on with your hat and coat, madam. I'm not in such good shape. I don't know if I could lift your coat.
All right. I've got my coat and hat. Now what?
Have you got a car?
Yes. No, I haven't.
Come on, don't lie to me.
But I haven't.
Look, baby, I may be feverish and I may not know what I'm doing. So if I shoot you, well, then I'm not to blame. Oh, have you got a car?
I have a little green coupe. It's in the lot across the street.
Okay, give me the keys.
This is robbery and kidnapping.
And you better shut your mouth or it's going to be murder. Okay, march. Here comes the doctor. Now, don't forget, you're just taking your patient for an errand.
Oh, hello, Miss Butler.
Good afternoon, Dr. Hubbard.
How's our patient today?
Oh, he's just fine, Doctor. Just fine. I'm taking him out for a little sunshine now. This is the first day he's been out of bed.
Yeah, I'm just dying for a little sunshine, Doc.
Well, I'm sure that you're in very capable hands, Mr. Harden. I'll see you both later. Good day.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Yeah, so long, Doc. March. That was okay, baby. Now we go get Nobby Walsh. Are you sure that this is the way to that carnival? Don't try to pull any fast ones.
I'm not. I think this is the way. Oh, you've got me so confused.
So help me, if you try to double-cross me, I'll... Hey, look over there. There's a bunch of tents. That must be it. Yeah, Nobby Walsh.
I tell you, you won't be able to take this. You shouldn't be out among people this way.
Gotta get Nobby Walsh.
I can tell just by looking at you that you're running a high fever now.
Gotta get Nobby Walsh.
Wait a minute. I think we've passed the boxing exhibition. I think it's over this way. Yes, it's over this way.
You're trying to get away, huh? Why, I ought to brain you, you little...
Let go of my arm. You're hurting me.
Hurting you? I ought to kill you.
Let go.
Hey, what's the matter here? What are you doing?
Gotta get Nobby Walsh.
You're hurting me.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Are you crazy?
Help me. Help me, please.
Let go of that girl. Why, you...
Nobby Walsh. Boxing exhibition. Walsh. You gotta get him. Gotta kill him. Like he said so. Gotta shoot him. Boxing. Over this way. This way. I'll kill him. I'll get him.
He had a gun and he kept saying he had to get Nobby Walsh. He just received a long-distance telephone call from New York. I don't know what was said, but I know that man intends to kill. Don't you see? You've got to do something. You've got to do something.
Yeah, here it is. Boxing. The ring. I see it. He must be back there. Nobby Walsh. Yeah, get him.
He ran this way, back to this tent. I'm sure he went this way.
No, he ran this way.
No, I'm sure I saw him go straight ahead.
Well, let's look everywhere. Gotta stop this fella. He's a killer.
George, you sure got rid of that guy in the last fight in a hurry. Take the day off. Do whatever you want. You don't have to worry about training. Not the way you can hit. I never saw a guy out colder. Drop back whenever you want. We'll take on another sucker tomorrow. You're doing swell. So long, fella.
Gotta get him. Gotta get Nubby Walsh. Gotta
Rock.
Get Nubby Walsh.
Fuck! What are you doing here? You're dressing out of the hospital. What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. Just gotta get Nubby Walsh, that's all.
Oh, don't be a fool, man. We're friends.
Gotta get Nubby Walsh.
No, Rock, no!
A delirious killer stands before Nubby Walsh. A black revolver points at his heart. A feverish finger tightens around the trigger. In just a minute, we'll tell you about the next episode of Joe Palooka. But first... it looks bad for Nubby unless someone comes in to save him from the delirious Rock. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the thrilling story of...
a winner and still world's heavyweight champion, Joe Palooka!